Glory and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful.
Glory and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was driving out the demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebub, prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, ask him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judge. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
For those who don't know me, I'm Father Peter Neung. I'm the pastor of Annunciation Church in Chun Wan, and I'm the chairman of the Ecumenical Commission. So we share the fourth Thursday to celebrate Mass for the prayer for Christian unity. It's not only myself, there are two other priests. You will see them eventually. So we share this beautiful work of Father Neira for the last 20 years. He said this Mass until lately his health get a little bit weak. And so we persuade him not to come. He doesn't want. He wants to come. He feels very sad that he cannot come, so he's not so much for all your people. And I remember when I was a seminarian, I was yearning for unity, not kind of Christian unity, but unity among people, because we are called to be in a family of the Lord. But unfortunately, not always successful. Either in the seminary, either in the church, not always you get this kind of feeling of family, one family, not always. I feel a little bit disappointed. But it's okay. Unless you have this desire, first of all, it's important. And some years ago, I was working in Toronto, Canada. And then I met a young lady who got the stigmata, I mean the five wounds, and he got a very special grace from the Lord. And one day she asked me, "Write a small message to the Lord." Then I wrote just a small message through her, and the Lord took to my message. after a few months, 3 months exactly, and the Lord respond to my letter through her. Her name is Lillian Barnes. She is American, younger than myself. But then she worked in Canada, I think it's Montreal. But over there, she got a special grace. They got a stigmata. Then she moved to Ontario, lived near the lake of Ontario. And that, by the time I was working in Toronto, there, so I got a chance to meet her. And Jesus told me one thing. This know that I want to be have unity with people, with the church. Because this is the calling of Jesus, though, before he left us. Father, then all may be one. That's a prayer. That's his prayer. That's so important. Even evil, the devil, still keep this unity, right? Today the gospel. Evil can be successful because they are united. We Christians, sometimes we fail because we are not united. That's simple. What can we do? So Jesus gave me the message. You know, it's quite impossible to live up on a daily basis, have this full unity with people, with the church. So Jesus invited me one day, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, 1 hour per day. That's already for 7-8 years ago. I took this, not a commandment, but invitation from the Lord. It's really so true. It's Jesus himself give us this unity of body, mind, and spirit within ourselves first of all. You don't have to worry about how we can build unity with people. It's okay. Everything, if you have Jesus in you, Jesus will build through you. But you do it. I can't do it. But if we live fully, 100%, on a daily basis, united with the Lord, that means with the heart of Jesus to pray, heart of Jesus to teach, heart of Jesus to learn from one another. Nothing from ourselves, all from the Lord. He will provide opportunities. He will touch people through our simplicity. We don't have to say many words. If you're united with the Lord, that's the time when Jesus was all around. Then Jesus looked, and when people look at him, somebody touch, of course, not all. But those who have already touched him, watch him, look at him, got a special grace. So you have to go straightforward towards him and give yourself up to him, that teamwork. You just be a simple instrument. Be simple. Childlike simplicity. Jesus explained once to Faustina, Sister Faustina, a child never think of things of the past, neither the future. A child lives the present moment. And that's the way Jesus wants to see us, with this kind of simplicity, with genuine simplicity of love. It doesn't mean we don't have crosses, but those crosses are not an obstacle. They're the means that we be more one with the Lord. When we have crosses, we are more close to the Lord. If some other moment, easier life, thank the Lord. You don't have to pray for crosses. There are always crosses waiting for you. That's when Jesus is also telling people, not Don't worry about too much for tomorrow. Today you have the cross that you can bear. Already enough for you. Don't worry. So that's how we follow him, in him, and especially when we are one mind, one heart with the Lord. You are already united with your people. Pray tonight in a special way our personal conversion into him, only for him. Then that God works. Whatever he prays, then all may be one. That be also our intention of our intentions. That always, no matter where you go, you be his instrument. Nothing else. With simplicity, with joy. Simplicity and joy and trust. And that's the only words that Jesus teaching Sister Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. Because Jesus knows that we don't trust very much. We trust more in ourselves than in him. So we have to reverse this kind of behavior. Not we trust in you. And it's coming, you know, the first Sunday of Easter, we will celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy. So believe Jesus, all the graces prepared for us. Even look, watch the image of his heart, the two rays, red and white. Jesus promised on that day. Pray, watch it, and let the grace of God, the Lord, goes into you. Of course, first of all, we have to convert on a daily basis, not to wait to that day, then you just watch, and this is superstition. It's important that you, on a daily basis, you live this heart of Jesus. If this light, surely you get all the graces. Okay, we pray for one another. So that also we pray for our Christians, other Christians, they don't believe so much in these images. They need to believe in our Heavenly Mother. So I know that when you have ecumenical meetings, sometimes we have to be careful of the prayers, whether we touch the name of Mary or we touch all the graces. You know, it's not always easy, but we have to stick to this trust a lot. So we pray for another. Do you have a prayer of the faithful? No. We continue.